This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. We recently received an email from a Novus Ordo individual named Greg. He wrote in and said, quote, "You are clearly being used by Satan to attack Holy Mother Church. I pray God's justice upon you. You are a total nutjob gone wild. Your writings are garbage and full of nothing but misinterpretations and misrepresentations. Shame on you." End quote. He also gave his telephone number. And when I saw this absurd email, it triggered some righteous indignation at this individual's blindness because he thinks he's right and he's completely wrong. And he thinks he's defending Catholic teaching when he's actually attacking it. And it's his own bad will that is the root cause of the deception in which he is lost. So I called him up, and my goal was to rebuke him, but begin by calmly and maturely and charitably presenting certain facts which he obviously does not know, and discussing basic aspects of the post-Vatican II crisis and Catholic teaching which he is obviously unfamiliar with, as well as to demonstrate that his claim that we misrepresent things is completely untrue. But as you will hear, he's unwilling to listen to any truth. He's afraid to answer even a simple question. He's so immature that he won't even discuss any of his assertions, because they're baseless and absurd. He's totally blinded by his misconceptions and ignorance. So I just wanted to give that background before you hear what he said and things that I said to him. So it's not as if we just called this guy up and started to insult him. No, he attacked us with ridiculous claims. I called him up and simply attempted to discuss those with him. If he would have discussed them in detail, it would be quite obvious that he's completely wrong. And in response to my attempt to simply address his assertions, he shows that he's unwilling to answer a simple question. He's unwilling to broach any of the issues. What it captures is that these people hate the truth. They're not interested in hearing the truth or the facts at all. They're of Satan. They're truly despicable and disgraceful individuals. Their activity should trigger righteous indignation in anyone who loves the truth, loves the Catholic faith, and loves God. And these people will not escape before the judgment seat of Christ.
Hi, I'm calling from Most Holy Family Monastery. And
yes,
you wrote us an email
saying
that you think our writings are of Satan.
Yeah, I think they're way off track and probably demonically inspired, yeah.
Do you claim to be Catholic?
Absolutely.
Do you know
it? I receive the Eucharist daily. Doesn't make me holier than you, but I also go to adoration almost daily. I love the Eucharist.
Do you know anything about the Catholic faith?
I know a lot about the Catholic faith.
You do? Do you believe non-Catholics may lawfully receive Holy Communion?
I don't even want to go there with you, buddy. All I'm telling you is that I think your writings are...
Well, wait a second. Wait a second.
So twisted and so off base. You show me one spot in Threshold of Hope where you believe that the Pope John Paul is wrong, you know, per Catholic teaching, and, you know, I just don't see it.
Wait a second. Okay. You want to make an accusation that our writings are off base, and I'm...
I read them, man.
Listen,
it's just a bunch of twisted logic, twisted garbage.
Do you believe non-Catholics may lawfully receive Holy Communion?
Hey, I'm not going to jump right in. Sure, yeah.
It's because
I haven't gone to research it down to it.
Well,
that's like you have already.
It's because you know nothing.
Don't try to trap me.
You know nothing. You know nothing about the Catholic faith. Nothing at all.
You know nothing either, dude, because you've taken every little word to the devil's degree.
Are you
sad?
Are you aware that John Paul?
John Paul is the Antichrist is sick. You're sick, dude.
No, you're sick. You're just a moron. That's what you are, moron.
You need a psychologist.
No, you need some honesty. That's what you need.
Satan guiding you, and you.
No, you have Satan guiding you.
It's really sad.
And see, you're such a coward. You're such a pathetic coward that you will write an accusation. You won't be man enough to even discuss it maturely because you're an immature person. Okay.
We could give each other little challenges all day long, but I'm telling you, my conclusion is your writings are twisted.
Are you aware that John Paul II signed agreements with non-Catholic leaders saying that they do not convert them?
John Paul II was probably the best pope we've ever had, okay?
Could you answer my question, please?
So that's my opinion.
Are you aware
you're a heretic, and you probably think I am too.
You won't
so
even
bottom line, that's
you can't even
you know,
answer
it
a question.
Going anywhere
that's
on
how
this convo,
that's
okay?
how baseless your position is. That's how
no,
deceived
you
are.
You're a nut job. You're out okay. there running a bunch of crap, distributing it. It's heresy.
What
it's
is
sad.
Crap? Okay.
It's really sad.
What is crap about it? Specify.
You've taken so many sayings out of context, it's beyond belief. You must be obsessive compulsive on this stuff.
Okay.
You've just gone wild with it.
Okay.
It's insane.
Give me an example.
Example after example, just page after page.
I'm waiting.
It ain't worth it, dude.
You can't give
you're
it because your claim is
something's really wrong with you.
See, that shows
He's
you that shows you how
we've
pathetic
ever,
you are.
Ever had.
Did you know that he called all the false?
Ever
you,
had.
You can't specify anything because your claim is meritless, baseless,
yes.
and false.
Yeah. In your mind, it is.
And so you're actually a spiritual fraud.
Yeah. Have a nice day.
You'll find out how wrong you are.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And see, you're so of bad will and such a coward that you can't even have a mature discussion.
You are sick. You are off.
Okay,
you're
anyone
so sick? It's unbelievable.
Greg, anyone?
And you're never going to get. You're not even going to get a quarter of the church to believe your crap.
Anyone
so
can
just,
say
it's
anything.
Sad. It's sad that you're.
If
out
you
there
weren't,
publishing
if you weren't so moronic, you would figure out that John Paul II praised all the non-Christian religions. If you weren't
yeah,
so clueless.
He is just a demonic character.
Yes, he was, actually.
You're sick, dude.
Right.
I'll see you later, because we're never going to get anywhere. Take care.
Idiot.